Friday, 5 p.m. Let's be a little bit more specific about that. Black Friday, 5 p.m. You know, today's the type of day that makes me realize that there's two types of people in the world.
There's the people that eat and the people that shop.
I was going to say, that, you know, the people who are, Black Friday is one of the busiest days of their lives. They get up like at in the darkness of the morning to get out and go shopping and fight for the sales and save, you know, the money things to save money. And then there's people like me where it's like the laziest day of the entire year. I can't do anything on Black Friday. Twice I've actually forgotten to come to the radio station because I was just so busy doing nothing. I didn't even remember that I had an obligation to be here at 5. Today's not one of those days, though. Today, we are here, both of us live. So, very cool time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. Now, on Fridays, like as you probably know, we call it How Music Changed, which is us covering in-depth, I mean really in-depth, 250 different topics that are meant to cover pretty much the entire recorded history of contemporary music. By contemporary, I mean from the beginning of recorded music in the late 1890s up until the present. And this is like show number 11. So yeah, we've been doing this for almost 3 months now. The theme that we're covering now is Nuggets. And it's a blast. We're just basically working our way through some of the strangest rock and roll stuff, obscure rock and roll stuff, that I know, and a lot of it is new to me. Not all, but a good number of it is new and weird. And we've been playing the songs in alphabetical order simply because there's really no timeline for this stuff. It's much more fun when it's all mixed up anyway. And there's been a whole bunch of strange coincidences in that regard. But today we're up to the letter G. G.
Golly, G.
Yeah. G is for groovy. Sometimes glorious, and on occasion, maybe even goofy. Well, today's set list of Nuggets are definitely full of surprises, lifted from the depths of obscurity to once again provide entertainment. So we hope you enjoy the music we're going to be playing for you in the next hour. First song up is a German band called The Boots. Don't know much about them, except that they released a song called Gaby. And
oh, I thought it was Gabby.
I think it's Gaby because it's just G-A-B-Y.
Oh.
But maybe we'll discover something as we listen to it. It was the A-side of their single. And it was actually the first song that was written by the band members. I can tell you that much. So here are The Boots with Gaby.
That you love me though you treat me any old way. I just wanna leave you, but you beg me here to stay. My love, depression, love, my love for you is very strong. Though I feel the way I do, I know this love can't just go on.
Just can't go on, just can't go on.
Baby, if you leave it up to me, I'd say you better leave me. Oh, it's very hard to say, it's better please believe me. To you I'm just another toy, a toy you want to play with. I wish that I could be your love, a love you want to stay with.
Stay with, stay with.
That you love me though you treat me any old way. I just wanna leave you, but you beg me here to stay. My love's a precious love, my
there. It's just our first example of why it's so fun to do this Nuggets thing for
because you learn how to pronounce Gaby.
I mean,
it's like
it is,
baby.
It's like these songs are they're so much fun to listen to, but they're so obscure, and it's like an alternative reality almost. Like these songs existed, they came out. I'd never heard them at all, and that's true for an awful lot of what we're going to be playing today. For example, this next one has got a pretty funny story. I think the band is called the Mickey Finn. And what's funny about it is that it was formed by a guy named Mickey Waller. But he had to change his name because there was a drummer that was getting pretty well known named Mick Waller. So we figured, okay, I can't be called Mick Waller. In fact, Mick Waller, you might know who he is. He's the drummer that played on Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story. I think that might have been some of his most popular work. So anyway, because of that drummer existence, Mickey Waller, the guitar player, decided to change his name to Mickey Finn. So he did. And then he formed a band. And the band named themselves the Mickey Finn. And they put out a single, which is the one that we're going to play. But what's funny about that is after he changed his name to Mickey Finn, a couple of years later, the band T-Rex comes out. And they had their drummer was named Mickey Finn. So now he had to change his name back to Mickey Waller.
That's funny.
So it got totally ridiculous. So here is the band that took his pseudonym, the Mickey Finn, with their single called The Garden of My Mind. Something of a cult classic there, the Mickey Finn.
Totally.
The Garden of My Mind. Okay, this next band, I'm sure you know the name, but it's unusual, I think, that they are well known because I think they're only known for one song. The band is called Iron Butterfly, and they are responsible for the song that gave FM DJs the longest bathroom breaks ever. They would be able to play in a Gata da Vida and go outside and smoke half a pack of cigarettes if they wanted to before they had to come back in because the song was almost 20 minutes long. And I just thought it was an effort and tedium, but it was unusual for when it came out. It was either late 67 or early 68 when Inagata De Vida came out. They were around since 1966, one of the heavier of the Nuggets bands, I suppose you could say, because they were sort of responsible for what eventually became like a heavy metal sound. Not hard heavy metal, but they were leaning in that sort of a direction. When you think of Inagata De Vida, you know, it has all those elements to it.
Yeah.
Well, here's that band with, thank God, a much shorter song. Just
talk
under
about
two
extremes.
And a, right? It's actually just under 2.5 minutes, so it's actually quite short. Iron Butterfly with Gentle As It May Seem.
Gentle as it may seem, you're living in a dream. You gotta learn how to scheme. Oh man, you lost the scene. Oh, come here, woman. There's a girl for every guy. You can get one if you try. For my friend, if you lose her in the end, come here, woman. Come here, woman. There's a girl for every guy. You can get one if you try. It's not your fault, my friend, if you lose her in the end.
It is so easy for me to plant my tongue in my cheek when I play these Nuggets. It's like, you know, because...
You have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much fun, but it's also ridiculous at times. And it's this combination of, like, really enjoying this cool music and also kind of, like, I don't know, just laughing at it a little bit at the same time. It's great fun. Iron Butterfly. Come here, woman. Wow. Weird. And this next band, I mean, this is another strange, well, it's not that strange of a story, but it's one that I'm having a hard part putting together because I looked them up on Wikipedia and it's, I don't know, it doesn't really say much about the band. I mean, it tells me that they're from Prague, which is Czechoslovakia. They called themselves the Matadors because they had a deal with a music equipment manufacturer that had given them an organ, and the name of the organ was the Matador. So they just named themselves after the organ that had been given to them. They became the Matadors. But most of their shows were in East Germany, and that's where I say, like, Wikipedia just mentions that quite casually. But I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is the 60s. They're playing in East Germany?
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that the communists have?
Right. Isn't it easy to get arrested for playing rock and roll in East Germany then? I don't... And
I
it says that they
rock
were
and roll
basically...
was undeniable no matter where you lived.
Was that?
Rock and roll must have been undeniable no matter where you lived.
Yeah,
I mean, they tried to keep the Beatles out of Russia, but they couldn't.
Well, they did.
Not really.
Until, well, I mean, more or less. The Beatles didn't play in Russia, that's for sure. They might have written a song about it, but it never happened, you know.
No, but people were playing their records.
Yeah. And they could have gotten arrested for it. They had to do it. They had to buy them illegally.
Right.
So, you know, they say that the Matadors were playing Beat Groups songs. Like, so they just were a cover band. They'd play Kinks, The Who, Small Faces, that sort of stuff. So I guess eventually they wrote some of their own songs, because that's where this single comes from. And that's what we're going to be playing. But I just can't get them playing in East Germany in the 60s. That amazes me. Well, here are the Matadors with an original number, which apparently they didn't have very many, called Get Down from the Tree. The Matadors, Czechoslovakian band playing behind the Iron Curtain, writing that song called Get Down from the Tree. All right, here's another band that you know, and another utterly ridiculous band name, Iron Butterfly being, you know, a typical sort of a name like the band we played previously for a Nuggets band. These contradictory ideas. How about the Electric Prunes? I mean, is that not one of the most ridiculous band names ever?
It's pretty hilarious.
Did you know, Heidi, that almost, I'd say, like, on their first album, eight of the 12 songs were written by two women, including the hit, I've had too much to dream last night.
Annette I think Tucker. I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's like pretty nutty, but they also like were the same people that had written like the B-side for the Knickerbockers, the song Lies. And they also, oh my God, they wrote another, I Ain't No Miracle Worker was theirs as well. And they wrote this song for the Electric Prunes too. It was their second single called Get Me to the World on Time.
Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Oh, 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 you gotta get me to the world on time. You gotta get me to the world on time. The minute you walk in the room, I break into a sweat. My hands begin to shake so bad, can't light my cigarette. Stop walking toward me and my heel comes all undone. If I could get my feet to move, I'd turn around and run. My pulse is beating faster and I'm heading for disaster. Here I go, higher, higher, here I go, higher, higher, here I go. Get me to the world on time. Kiss from you and my whole body starts in acting strange. You shake up all my hormones, you put me through a change. This chemical reaction isn't easy to define. You drive me to distraction, you disturb my peace of mind. You got me spinning like a top now, and I don't know how to stop now.
Nuggets band, the Electric Prunes. Get me to the world on time. Now, this next band, we actually played them last week. They're called the Premieres. We played the song Farmer John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Farmer John is like one of the earlier of the classic Nuggets. I guess it qualifies because it, you know, it was such a strange track. And it wasn't even theirs originally. It was something that they had. It was a cover of a song that was written earlier by a duo called Don and Dewey. But anyway, that helped to make them reasonably popular. So they were able to come back with a second single and then a third. This is their third single. By this point in time, Larry Tamblyn of the Standells was producing them. So he's the one who basically was responsible for the sound that the Premieres got on this track. The song itself is another crazy title, Get On This Plane.
I wanna take you to a new kind of town.
that's significantly different from Farmer John.
Oh, yeah.
A little cool rock and roll energy going on there with the premieres. Now, here's a band that I don't remember how. It's one of those things that made me think, I think I heard of them, but I'm not really sure. They're a British band, and they would call themselves The Fairies, you know, which is a very strange name, I think, to call yourself.
Especially at this point in history.
The main member of the band was the drummer, and his name was Twink Alder. So it was Twink Alder who ran The Fairies.
Wow. Is that just a coincidence?
I don't know. I'm just thinking it is. You can't make this stuff up. But they had a manager named Johnny D. And Johnny D would write songs for the band. In fact, he wrote the song Don't Bring Me Down, which became a big hit for the Pretty Things. Mm-hmm. If you're a Bowie fan, you probably know that song because it appeared on Pinups, Bowie's album,
yes.
Pinups. He did a cover of it. So he wrote another song called Get Yourself Home, which was rejected by the Pretty Things. So it ended up going to the Fairies, and it became their single. So here is Twink Alder and the Fairies performing Get Yourself Home.
I got it down. I just want to laugh. I'm going to call that girl of mine. I'm going to say, come back and stay. I'm not the same since you've been away. Yeah, I want love, that's good and true. Yeah, I can't go on, yeah, I need you. So baby, get yourself home, get yourself home. Get on the train, cause I'm all in love. I'm sorry I lied, but baby I tried. I stayed on my own, but I'm hurt inside. Get your home, I know I've been bad, cause I'm in your sad. But I take the blame, why would you glad? Yeah, I want the road, I can't take it no more. Just make it all home, won't lie to that door. I'm lonely and blue, but just say it on you. So get your home, babe.
The other thing, there's no hair on these songs because they're so fast. They just, you know what I mean? you can't get bored because they're over just as you're beginning to get into it. It was perfect 45 RPM fodder, this sort of stuff. You know, you could just stack these and play them all day long. It's party music. It's great. I'm glad I'm doing this on a Friday evening at 5 p.m. hope everyone has as much fun listening as I am playing these things. And here's another, I mean, I don't know, there's something about today's thing is about the band names, to me, because we're just having an awful, I mean, really, that's the Fairies with Twink Alder is, I don't think we're going to get weirder than that, but this is a band that called themselves the Robs, but it's, the thing that's weird about it is they were three brothers and a cousin. Well, they said they were three brothers and a cousin. It was really three brothers and a neighbor, I think. But they said that he was part of the family. And the brother's last name was Donaldson. But they all changed their last name to Rob. So, and including their pseudo cousin. So that became the name of it. It was like a Beach Boys thing, you know, three brothers and a cousin in what they were presenting it as. But they called themselves the Robs, just with this made up last name thing that they had going.
Hmm.
At one point, they were probably at their most famous when they actually got a TV thing working on Where the Action Is after Paul Revere and the Raiders quit that gig. They were the replacement band for them. They eventually had opened up a recording studio, too, and ended up recording a lot of famous people, like Lenny Kravitz, Public Enemy, Steely Dan, even, in their studio in California. It was called Cherokee Studios. And the reason where the name came from was that is eventually what they decided to call them, what they decided to call themselves after the 60s. Like, the Robs sounded a bit old school, old fashioned, so they changed their name to Cherokee. And they even were recording. Chris Hillman of the Byrds was a sometime member of the band around this point in time. So here is the band Cherokee with the song titled Girl, I've Got News for You.
It's not fair. Why did you lie?
You don't care. You don't even try.
You just sit there with another guy laughing at.
Cherokee, previously known as the Robs. Girl, I've got news for you. Here's another band that you probably know by name. In fact, we played one of their albums, Heidi, on our Wednesday series with the Top 500 of the Top 40 and the Alternative Top 40. They're called Spirit. The album that we played on Wednesday was a couple of years back, I'm afraid. It was like one of the 60s albums. It was an album called The 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. A really good album by Spirit. They're a great band. Randy California was the centerpiece of the band. And it's interesting that his stepfather was the drummer, his stepfather, Ed Cassidy, who was 20 years older. At that time, that was like such a strange thing in rock and roll. It's like having an old man in your band. And he stayed with them for like another 20 some odd years. So it all worked out. But Randy California actually got his name from Jimi Hendrix, when he was playing with Hendrix in Hendrix's band for a while. and there were two guys named Randy in the band. So Hendrix named one of them Randy Texas and the other guy Randy California, based upon where they were, where they lived, where they came from. And Randy California stuck, the name stuck, and that's how he ended up being who he is in the band Spirit. Well, here is Spirit and Randy California with his stepdad Ed Cassidy performing Girl in Your Eye.
She's the girl in your eyes. Sometimes you wish that you had passed her by. Days come and they go, and if you make it, you just don't know. And then you think that the feeling is over. And if you see it,
psychedelic numbers from the band known as Spirit. That's Girl in Your Eye. All right, so next up, this is another British band. They had started out in the early 60s as a band called the Downliners, and doing like what all the other bands of the 60s were sort of doing, basically emulating old American rock and roll and blues, that sort of thing. They took the name The Downliners, in fact, from a Jerry Lee Lewis song called Down the Line. And they were compared a lot to bands like the Yardbirds, the Pretty Things, who we talked about earlier, and the Rolling Stones, that sort of a sound. And eventually they broke up, they would soon begin to piece themselves back together. And this time when they did, they called themselves the Downliners Sect. Okay. And again, so strange. They all changed their names. The guy, Mick O'Donnell, decided he was going to call himself Don Crane. And Keith Evans decided to call himself Keith Grant. But they still had, like, you know, they had a good reputation as players. And this is rather unusual, but you, Heidi, you know that Steve Marriott was the lead singer for the Small Faces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Rod Stewart was the lead singer for the Faces.
Right.
What the Small Faces eventually became.
Right.
Well, back in the mid-60s, both Steve Marriott and Rod Stewart auditioned to become the lead singer of the Downliner sect. And they were not accepted because
denied.
The guys who changed their names were happy having that role for themselves, and they didn't want to give it up. So here is one of their singles, the Downliner Sect, with a song entitled Glendora. The name the Downliner Sect.
I'm on the fence about that.
Oh, that's a pretty good band name, I'm thinking. They had a, you know, Van Morrison was a fan of theirs too. And I bring that up because Van is responsible for writing this very next song, which was also the only hit single in, I mean, big hit single in today's show. It's, you know, the song Gloria, her name is G, L, you know, that was written by Van Morrison. And he released it with his Belfast band called Them. And that is the version that I guess is the most, by far the most often played these days. But at the time, Them were not very popular in America. And the song ended up being covered by an American punk band from around that time, 65, making them one of the earliest punk bands ever, from out of Chicago, called The Shadows of Night. Now, normally when things like that happen, I write off the second version as just like, oh, please.
Yeah, a toss-off.
Right. You basically just, you know, ruined a great song. But The Shadows of Night had a great attitude. They're described, in fact, in Wikipedia, this is a quote, snotty little Chicago suburb bad boys, which is pretty much an exactly accurate description of what you could have said about Van Morrison's band, but just substitute, you know, Irish for Chicago, you know, Belfast for Chicago, and you'd have more or less the same thing, the same attitude and everything. They had, and they did a great job of covering Van's song. So it's not heard as much anymore, but back in the 60s, this is the version that you would have been hearing on the radio. It's The Shadows of Night with Gloria.
So good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O I G L O R I A. G L O R I A. I'm gonna shout all night. So good. I want to tell you, she made me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name.
Shadows of Night. Told you. It's a cool version. It actually holds its own. I will admit that I have a preference for the Them version, but I'm not.
But what about the Patti Smith version?
Well, that's also incredibly cool. That's
totally different.
Totally, yeah. She rewrote it in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. She added a lot of spoken word to it.
That's
for sure.
An understatement. All right. Now we're going to get kind of local. This is a band that actually is out of Connecticut. They called themselves The Squires. They only released one single. The single was pretty much an utter failure. It didn't sell at all. They were high school friends and who basically had a song that they had recorded once, and it was under a different name. And they came to New York City to record that song again, hoping that they could get a record contract. And it turns out that they did. ATCO heard them and said, oh, they're, you guys are good. But you got to change your name to The Squires. And they released this song under the name The Squires called Going All the Way. It failed miserably. But now it's like one of these cult favorite things where everybody says, oh, God, remember that song by The Squires? And everybody says, no. But then you hear it and you'll remember. So hopefully that's the case, because this is a great tune called Going All the Way.
Thank you. are getting so much higher. My soul is burning inside, yeah. That flame is turning to a fire, just like the change in the tide. I see the towns from the north to the south, from the east to the west, yeah. All the cities, all the countries, before that long, long rest, yeah. I'm going all the way, yeah. I'm going all the way.
Great track by a really unknown band from, of course, like I just said, from Connecticut, called The Squires. That's Going All the Way. I had a total blast doing this show today. A lot of fun, like weird stuff that's just been like, it's great to be able to get this out there. And we've got time for just one more. And this is another band that you may recognize the name. They're called Los Bravos. In the 60s, in 66, in fact, they had a big hit here in the United States, which is unusual because they were a band from Madrid. And they were the first band from Spain to hit the top 10 in America. And you may remember this. It was a big hit. It was called Black is Black by Los Bravos. Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Yep. I want to get my baby back. Right. That's the song. So they had a follow-up single that they had recorded. Didn't do nearly as well, but it's kind of funny because we just played Going All the Way by the Squires, and now we're going to leave you with Los Bravos performing Going Nowhere. Thanks for hanging out
with
us.
We'll be right here next Wednesday.
Exactly. So thanks for hanging out with us. We will be back. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Teach myself to lie. If I never do another thing today, gonna try to learn to cry. Say that I am crazy. All the little people with a little minds gonna say, best boy, yes, man. Why should I plan for the future?